You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Happy Tuesday or Matcha Tuesday or Chai Tea Tuesday or whatever beverage you are drinking right now. I've been doing carrot juice lately, too. So
yum.
Happy Carrot Juice Tuesday.
That one works.
Lol, guess what? Final Tuesday. So, hi, everyone. Welcome to Tech Trend Investments. This is Elizabeth Powell, and we're super excited to talk to you. Hello, Joseph.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Well, welcome, everybody.
Tell them about your matcha. I'll be right back.
Yes. Today, I got my matcha right before the show. I'm ready for my Matcha Tuesday. I'm excited. I have my energy. I'm green. I'm ready to go. The market is starting to go green, too. So go matcha, go green. And if you're having a Thai tea or a chai tea, as Elizabeth said, those are also green, too. So you're getting ready for also. We're expecting some big things this week. Oh, here we go. Hello, hello.
And we gotta do the woo. We forgot about the woo. Next week is Cinco de Mayo, so woo.
That's a party, party, party.
Yeah, so we have an exciting, like a big week this week and next week in the world of financial markets, and we're gonna talk about that today too. I don't want to give away the surprise yet. I'm like, what we're going to be talking about, but it's really exciting. So we're going to talk about, you know, like, let's get some fun stuff going. And then we're going to talk about the financial markets and why we're optimistic again. The biggest thing I want to like just reiterate is this is like the clue that I'm going to give you all of why we said we go in cycles, and our cycles was from February 5th to May 5th. If y'all look at the ETH chart, February 5th was the bottom and the bounce. Hint, 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 hint. And we're going in two up cycles in a row. Hint, 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 hint. And I'm going to tell you why we're going in two up cycles in a row. Hint, 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 hint. So if you go back to our episodes, like we predicted this. Actually, I did this back in November and December. I've been telling you all about the cycles. And it started talking about it August 5th, 2024. So we've been going in these three-month cycles in the financial markets. And this one was more of a sidewards moving, but it is actually up since the low. And I'm going to tell you the range that we went in. The bottom was 1745 on February 5th. So November 5th to February 5th was our down cycle. We were at 1745 at the bottom before the bounce. It hasn't touched it since. Hint, 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 hint. The high was 2466. That's a 700-point range. Woo. So if you listened about the cycles that we talked about, that February 5th was the bounce, it was like actually the day that it bounced to the day. That's 700. That's almost close 35 to 40% up.
Right.
No, 400. Wait, hold on. My brain is gone. I've had a migraine all day. I'm in brain frog right now. Lol, get it? Brain frog. We know what that means.
We do.
Okay, so here, let me be exact since normally, when I have a clear thinking brain, I'm able to calculate these in my head within like 2 seconds. But, okay, yeah, it's 40% up. So 1.4. Oh, my right. Brain is good then. It still functions.
That was a little bit of a check right there.
Right? Yeah, I've been working a lot of code and actually working on the Navier-Stokes equation right now too. So that's fun. And then we have SBIR, NASA stuff coming up also. So my brain is a little preoccupied at the moment with a migraine. But hey, I got it right off my memory. 40%. There we go. So this is my hint. February 5th to May 5th was that cycle. And we bounced exactly on February 5th, like to the day. Like tell me anybody else that can call the day that we have a reversal in the market.
No one.
It was to the day. And I called it like 2-3 months in advance. And actually, I've been calling it since August 5th, 2024. If you listen back to all of our stuff
right.
on these 3 month cycles. And May 5th is our next cycle, but it's not a down cycle. We're going to have two back-to-back up cycles, and we're going to tell you why at the close to the half mark. So then you'll know why I'm saying everything, and this is a big week. We also have the first of the month volume coming out. Oh, I'm giving away too much already.
You're getting excited.
But we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. Like, lots of good stuff going on. Hope you all are enjoying the weather. The weather has been amazing. I'm traveling, of course, but it's still great weather. And I've been doing this thing. So, like, it's fun to watch IG or TikTok or all the social media. Everybody always has, like, these new little health kick ideas to try and help people because, you know, most of us are on our computer or on our phone all the time, right?
Right.
And we all need to go outside and get that fresh air in between, get the sunshine, see the light of day. So somebody's been talking about like watching the sunrise in the morning, and that's one of the practices I've been doing lately. I'll go and look at the sunrise, and I've been trying, well, I haven't really used an alarm clock in, I don't even know how many years now. I just automatically normally wake up, but right. I've been waking up too early lately. And now that we have, I like 3 o'clock is a little too early. Sometimes I'm just excited to start the day, but I'm like, okay. So I've been tapering it now on the sunrise because there's a couple of reasons. We had the time change. And so now the sunrise comes about like 5:30, 6 o'clock, which is great. And the sunset is like 8:30 because we're going into summer months. So it's great. We have all that beautiful sunlight. Yep. And so now I'm waiting for the sun to wake me up on the sunrise and then going outside and seeing the sunrise. Like how many of y'all, like when was the last time you watched the sunrise? Probably most people, it's probably been like years.
Right.
So unless you're working early and you're one of the people that get up early at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, you automatically go to work before everybody else does. You probably see the sunrise every single day. But most people in general don't like watch the sunrise or the sunset. And so I've been doing that because it's supposed to reset your clock. So it resets the hours that you sleep and tries to help you sleep through the night. So it's the circadian internal clock based off of the sunrise and the sunset.
Right.
And then this may be woohoo. I didn't have verifiable sources, not that part, but the next part. I haven't had verifiable resources yet, but a lot of us spend time on our phone or our computer. And so I'm like blue light sunglasses with regular sunglasses and the clear pants. I'm like, I go outside to watch the sunset, have like 3 layers of like different computer, you know, glasses on my, and all I need now is like a VR on top of it. Just kidding. But
that might make it worse.
I like walking around with like this huge headset of glasses on my head. No, I'm just kidding. But like watching the sunrise is supposed to help reset your eyes too, because we're staring at blue screens all day long and it's supposed to help with your eyesight too.
Right.
And then I haven't. So that may be woohoo, but I'm attempting to do that. And then drinking carrot juice. So I'm like, woohoo, getting my vitamins. and then getting my vitamin D. And then during my breaks, like getting some real sun. So, you know, like everybody's indoors and everybody's always on their computer or on the cell phone. And y'all, like we say, touch grass, right? Go outside and explore nature. And so I'm integrating it into my daily routine. So watching the sunrise, if in a perfect world, watching the sunset.
Right.
getting like a little bit of sun a day, even if it's like just like half an hour sitting out on a patio or out near the pool or the water or the beach or the river or whatever, wherever you're at, just going outside and getting some sunshine, because we're coming into the summer months too. And then, being healthy and eating healthy, because we're coming into those summer months too, hint, hint, bathing suit season. So,
That's a woo
so
woo woo.
like, woo, woo. And then Memorial Day's coming up, so that's like the kickoff of summer for everybody too. So, woo. But we do things that we can be remote and mobile and like anywhere in the world working or, doing whatever you're gonna do, as long as you have your cell phone and you have most of your apps on it, you have most of your emails and all of your stuff on there. So, if you're working from your cell phone, you need to take a break from it every now and then and go and see nature. And that's one way to do it. 'Cause like we trade, well, I trade from my cell phone. I do my research from my cell phone. I do my mathematical formulas from my cell phone. I'm actually talking on speaker to y'all from my cell phone. So it's kind of a, I'm kind of like, we're gonna evolve and we're all gonna have these claw hands of holding our cell phones. Right?
I'm gonna have keyboard hands.
Evolution 1,000 years from now, everybody has like claw hands that are holding the cell phone until we have those microchips instead. But go out and have fun and experience, some sunlight, see the sunrise, get some healthy stuff going, get a little bit of sunshine and vitamin D. Like take that time and enjoy it. And, y'all like forget that like everyone stays inside with the clothes, like the windows closed and, on your computer and on your cell phone and focused. And then, you never get to see the sunshine. So go see the sunshine.
Right. It's the comfort of your own home, and you kind of get lost in it sometimes. You're like, oh, it's so nice here. Why would I go outside? But it's so nice to get that fresh air and to see the sun and to feel it. It's refreshing, right? It's that break that everyone needs.
And
I
the
think the
weather's
sun.
beautiful right now
Oh,
too, so
right.
y'all don't you have you guys have good weather right now too.
A little bit of a cold spot right now, but
Well,
it's
it's not
been
snow, at
warm.
least.
No snow yet. No. I think that's done. I think that's finished. Hopefully,
You
fingers crossed.
never know. Woo. But yeah, so like get that fresh air. And then what else was I saying? There was something exciting that I was going to talk about. See, this is what happens when you have a migraine. You get brain frog. Lol. I'm saying frog intentionally, y'all. I know it's fog, but it's an inside joke, just so y'all know. They're like,
Guys can be a part of it now.
so,
If you're listening and you start saying brain frog,
right?
your friends and family will know you're listening.
Right? Yeah. If you go out there and say brain frog instead of brain fog, you all know it's an inside joke on Tech Trend Investments. It's basically when we have too much information on our brain and then we can't think of just normal everyday life because we have mathematical formulas compounding inside our head. And next just and next philosophy of what we're gonna do. And a migraine to top it off, so hey, but
Got to stack that on there.
the interesting fact is that the reason why a phone number is only 7 digits is that your brain can only hold so much information in it at a time. And so when you're holding a memory, you can hold 7 digits of a phone, but it's broken up into 3 parts because usually you can remember things in 3 parts. So like the area code, the first prefix, and then the 4 digits. And so that's why phone numbers are broken up that way, is because most people's brains can only hold that much information at a time. So when you're having like mathematical formulas flying through your head and what the next predictive model is going to be and what's happening in the world, and it gets a little What's the word for it? See, I can't think of
A
simple
little brain
things.
frog.
A little brain frog out there. It's like stuffed with a whole bunch of information.
Right.
But so fun stuff. We are coming at Cinco de Mayo next week. We Woo! Have the end of the month, the first of the month, which is volume.
Yay. Woo!
Go East. We have our next cycle starting May 5th. Woo! Let's see some other fun, exciting things that are going on. I'm trying to hold off on telling you the really exciting things about the markets and why we're optimistic.
We did talk about something about phones.
New technology. New technology. So if y'all started listening to us a couple years ago, we were talking about AI like in its infancy stages, basically comparatively to how it is now. But I started back in 2019 in AI. And so like when ChatGPT first came out to the general public in 2020, they had over 1 million signups, I think, in the first 30 days. And I remember people putting it out there on links and how fast and quickly they had signups on it. But when we first started using ChatGPT, the quality and the information that you could access, like you couldn't access anything that was most recent information. The information was like a year and a half old. So like if you did a Google search comparatively to ChatGPT when it first came out, you would get more accurate information on a Google search than you would on like ChatGPT. I can't talk now. ChatGPT. We're going to call it a new name versus AI, right? Because and then if you bought the advanced version, then you get more recent information, but it still wasn't as accurate. And as it inputs more data into the system and it compiles more data into the system, it evolves exponentially and it becomes more detailed, right?
Right.
And so like thinking back to then, even like generating a photo, I remember like just doing an art piece back then, like if you generated an art piece, it would be kind of like a hodgepodge of different things and it would look more like a sketch. And then the text would pop up and the text would be in some kind of Morse code secret language. Like it was supposed to say beautiful, it would say like B3PFLA or something like that, you know, like that would be the text that would come out on the photo,
right?
But look at how much it's evolved since then, and we're talking like it's going to evolve exponentially, and we're talking about this like last year and the year before too, that it compounds on itself and it becomes more evolutionary. And so now we have like Anthropic, we have Kimi, we have Claudebot, we have all these other spinoffs, but that give us different ways to use AI.
Right.
And even ChatGPT's, you're able to do agents inside ChatGPT now also, right? And you're familiar with that.
Yes.
And so in generating art, like you can do movies now, you can do full movies, you can do animation, voices, all the stuff that we were working on 2 years ago. Now it's like open to the general public, so everybody can use it. We also have, there's one guy that I've been watching on IG, and he's like one of my favorite guys to watch. He comes out with what new tech is coming out in AI, and his name is Giga Chen. And so like every time he talks about some new stuff because he was from the States and living in China and coming up, you know, like exploring all the new technology that's coming out. And so he always, every day he talks about something new. And so it's exciting to explore because you're hearing things before anybody else does. And so we've been exploring some of the tech that he's been talking about too. But like if you want to learn, you know, like don't stay limited in your resources. Don't just focus on one thing. Broaden your scope and go find new people to find information from. Go listen to new things. Watch some YouTube videos. Find people on IG. Like there's a lot of exciting things happening right now.
Right.
A lot of new tech. I mean, we have, you know, flying cars and flying pods. We have RVs that now can be aqua versions of it. So they're amphibious. Yeah, you can drive the RV, and they look kind of like almost conversions of trash trucks. And they convert it into this big giant steel looking thing, and it pops up. So like it'll fold out on the side, and then the top will come up, and they even have swimming pools on top of them now.
Oh
And then
my.
you can drive them into the water, and they become amphibious, and now you can drive the RV into the water and then on the road. And then once it comes back on the road, it goes back to the tires. But when it goes into the water, it's now driving in like a boat in the water.
That's so cool.
And so like there's so many things happening. So we're like in a really exciting time of what's going on in the world and new technology and new information and learning. But y'all have to remember, right, that we have this technology, and we don't want to necessarily become so dependent on it that we stop using reasoning skills and thought processes and learning and education. Because think of us going into the future, 20 years even, what the next generation is going to happen, or 40 years or 100 years out into the future. If you're not honing your intellect or your skills or your education or learning, and you become dependent on other resources, what's going to happen with IQs? What's going to happen with intellect? Yes, maybe the AI has all the answers for you, but you also want, we always talk about this, clean input to get clean output.
Right.
And we don't want to become so dependent on it that we stop thinking as a human being, right? Because like if you fast forward 20 or 40 years and everybody's just doing a AI search to get an answer or a Google search to get an answer, and you're not formulating the reasoning and logic behind it on what you're trying to find, and you're becoming dependent on it, then your brain's basically atrophying. And so now you have to think in the future, what's going to happen if we become dependent on it? And then also put in place, if we're not using morals, values, ethics on our AI, because it's basically running a system for you that's going to give you the best results, but it doesn't have empathy or cognitive reasoning to determine if that is a good answer for a human.
Right.
Versus just trying to get an answer for you as quickly as possible to get rewarded. It's basically getting rewarded to find an answer for you as quickly as possible on speed, but not using values, morals, ethics, cognitive reasoning to find out if it has, empathy and if it's making the correct decision.
Right.
So you want to make sure that you're using that information when you're inputting it. And then when you're utilizing this technology, that you're also using your brain and educating yourself and using reasoning skills, because we don't want to lose,
Our
our
ability, right?
intellect. We
Yeah.
don't want to become dependent just on our phone or computer or something giving us the answer. So think about how it's going to progress. So make sure that you're still using your skills and your information. It's just supposed to be an aid or a tool to help you. And yes, it does spit out everything. And yes, it's easier that way too. But remember, it's trying to give you the fastest answer possible. It does have what they call hallucinations. So sometimes the answers aren't accurate. It just wants to give you an answer. Like as I gave the example, like last month, I asked for the ETH price and it gave me 3,500 when ETH was at two. So, and the funny show that was Silicon Valley that made a spoof basically on AI, it asked it to find the cheapest lunch for them and get hamburgers, and it delivered 500 pounds of hamburger meat. So, like it gave the cheapest version of it, because if you buy in bulk, you're going to get a discounted price. And so that is the answer, but it has to use cognitive reasoning to make a decision. So,
Right.
just think about that, because again, AI and super intelligence and supercomputers and quantum computers are here to help us and make our life easier and give us information that we couldn't, you know, would have taken like 10, 20 years to discover, and now we can get it within milliseconds. But if you become dependent on it, you know, we're going to lose that ability. So just think about that.
Right.
Just a fair, you know, thought process, because everybody's so excited about the technology. You also have to think about cause and effect and consequences and, you know, go out into the future. And then I'm primarily in predictions, predictive markets, and I'm always thinking in the future of how things are going to be affected and what will happen based on a series of events. And so you have to put that thought into there too, not just like what's going to make the stock market run, what's going to make the best athlete. You know, you also have to think about cause and effect, like how will the next generation or the generations after that be? How will we evolve? You know, we still need to have some intellect, brain function, and if you don't use it, you lose it. So just something like to think about.
I like that saying, if you don't use it, you lose it. So
right. Yeah. And then hypothetically, if you're dependent on AI or computer, right, and you lose electricity, or you lose your phone, or your computer gets shut down, and you need an answer, and you can't think of how to add 2 + 2, what are y'all going to do, you know? So, you know, just something to think of. And then also now there was another tech that's come out too, that you're able to transport. I have to go pull this up. It was really exciting because, again, I'm working on some of the Navier-Stokes equation. And so I'm looking for a couple of little exciting things going on.
Right.
But we have light as energy transport right now.
Oh.
So photon-based systems. So photonics, which is compute plus data, they're using light instead of electrons for data transfer, AI acceleration. And the benefits are lower heat, higher bandwidth, and faster interconnects. So AI and also crypto mining uses a lot of energy. They are doing plants. There's about 8 to 10 plants right now all over the world that are holding servers, but the servers are consuming acreage, not square footage. Like most buildings are like 10,000, 20,000, 100,000 square feet.
Right.
These buildings are acreage. So they're like 10, 20 acres worth of computing systems for AI. And they're consuming a lot of energy. So they're consuming electricity. And then they also have to keep it cool because of the power that it's generating causes a lot of heat. So that's something that they're trying to solve right now. And that's one of the ways that they're trying to solve it. So like most nuclear is next to an ocean, so it can be cooled down with the ocean. So most nuclear plants are next to oceans because of that. So nuclear is also like a source of energy that can be utilized. You have wind power. Wind power, you're dependent on the wind, but that's a clean form of energy. We have solar, which is another clean form of energy, but you're also dependent on areas that have sun. So if you're in snow or 6 months of winter, then you're not going to have energy, you know, every single month because of that. So
they're
looking for different sources of energy that are clean, but also that don't have to be, you know, cooled down as much so that you can put these in all the different places all over the world. So this is other tech that's coming out, and solving that is really important because also these sources utilize a lot of water, and we don't want our fresh water being taken because humans need water,
right?
We need clean water. So if you're trying to come up with something that's going to help the world and save humanity, find clean sources of energy and find ways to cool it that don't use fresh water. So oceans is one and light energy is the other. Hint, hint. I talked to y'all about you know, the different companies that were doing the flying cars.
Right.
A couple months ago. So I named out those companies. So that was like another hint, 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 hint. But again, do your research on financial advice. When we're coming up with new technology, you have to think in the bigger, broader scope of the world and cause and effect and what helps and what hinders and, you know, put it out there. And if you're going to help the world, think of these things, you know, intellect, education, water sources, energy sources, cooling, you know, all these things play into our future. So fast forward 20, 40, 100, 200 years, when your legacy is happening and you have everybody down the road, what's the future going to look like? It starts right now. So there's my TED Talk. Welcome to my TED Talk.
That was a good TED Talk.
I just want you all to think like we are very excited about the markets. We do predictive, you know, and AI and businesses and, you know, financial markets. And we're here to get you inspired, but, you know, take care of your health, take care of the planet, find, you know, consequences on, you know, your actions and make this world a better place. Hold right. The elevator open. Oh, just kidding. say please and thank you. Okay. My TED Talk number two. So here we're going to talk about the markets. Woohoo! Go. Woo. Go ETH. Woohoo! Go ETH. Okay, here we go. Ready? Big week this week. Big week, big week, big week. Okay, that sounded funny. A lot of things are happening. Okay, our cycles. We run in cycles. February 5th to May 5th was the cycle that we're currently in. Bottom was 1745 at February 5th and bounce on there. Our high this cycle, these 3 months, was 2466. We pushed through 2400 three times. Actually, on Sunday, we pushed through also. So it was like a precursor to what's going to happen in the market. Normally, 2 weeks before the Fed meets, we have bounces in the market on what the market thinks is going to happen. The Fed is meeting right now, and they're announcing tomorrow. The consensus is the rates will stay flat. So that's anticipated. It's already built into the market. We know that. That's good optimism. Yes. Okay. That's number one. Number two, Powell, the Fed chair, his seat as the chair ends on May 15th. They're putting a new chair who was nominated, and he's going tomorrow morning, and they anticipate he will be confirmed as the new chair, where his position would, once he goes through all of the Senate and Congress and the nominations and gets confirmed, moved, if all that passes good, he moves into the Fed chair position potentially May 15th or sooner. Powell, which is the current Fed, his term as a governor on the board doesn't end until 2028. There are seven people in position. Four of them are conservative right now. Three are a little bit more aggressive. If Warsh comes on board, he's a little bit more aggressive. He's also financial market friendly, crypto friendly, stablecoin friendly.
Right.
They anticipate he's going to get confirmed. Potentially, Powell may retire. And a lot of the chairs retire when their term ends. So he may retire May 15th, which will switch the dynamics to four more favorable towards financial markets, crypto, and Fed cuts. And then we'll have a 4-3 versus on positive towards financial markets and crypto versus conservative the way it's structured right now. And that's why we haven't had a lot of aggressive rate cuts.
Right.
And basically what the Fed is doing is they're trying to stabilize the economy and keep it at that median. So we're trying to keep it at the median. But when we have higher rates, that means that people can't necessarily afford to buy houses. They can't take out business loans because of the cost of money. They can't do a lot of things like buy cars because rates are too high. So it makes payments too high. Now we have to take into consideration energy. So that's why they're trying to find clean sources of energy. Fuel cost is one that makes the prices go up. So if gas goes up, it increases our inflation a little bit, but it's because of energy. But it's right. usually temporary because of what is going on right now. It's not something that's going to last 2 years, 5 years, 10 years necessarily. It's something that's short term. We have CPI, PPI, and unemployment numbers coming out May 8th, May 12th, May 15th. We have potentially the Fed, Powell, retiring when his term ends May 15th. Do your own research, not financial advice. This is not confirmed. This is just hypotheticals.
Right.
If Powell leaves before then, the vice chair takes over the position until the new chair is confirmed. Do your own research, not financial advice. So we have potentially three different people that will be in the chair in the next 1 day to 30 days.
Right.
It could happen tomorrow. It could happen May 15th. It could happen by the next rate cut, which is, well, again, I'm optimistic here. I just said rate cut. June 15th.
Manifesting
that was, it. That was very optimistic.
Manifesting it.
right. So our next meeting is, after that is, I wrote these all down. Because I tend to use them just on my brain and then find out sometimes I make a mistake because I'm not an official AI. Maybe I'm hallucinating. Okay, so we have June 16th and June 17th is the next time the Fed meets, which there's a potential rate cut. And if everything plays out the way it's supposed to, we anticipate probably a quarter rate cut. The next meeting after that is July 28th and July 29th, and then September 22nd, September 23rd. So the way that, if everything plays out the way it's supposed to play out this week, we anticipate there's probably going to be a rate cut June 16th. If we anticipate that, that means the market will rally because it's very optimistic. Now, remember, energy costs, fuel costs are higher right now because of the situation, we'll call it, that's going on, but that's a temporary situation.
Right.
We have fuel, but because other people don't have fuel or energy, they have a reason to increase the price, and not necessarily these people are being profitable that have it. The people that don't have it have to pay the higher price. So that's built into the market right now, but that won't stay that way for long periods of time. We also have a Clarity Act, which is a positive for the financial markets and the crypto markets. And the Clarity Act, they want to push it through before June. That's their goal target date. So that's another thing that's happening. So the Clarity Act is going to, let me tell you a couple of things about the Clarity Act. We had the Genius Act last year, and the Genius Act last year was for stable coins, and now everybody's doing stable coins.
Right.
So stable coins is basically a way of payment sources. We also just had a hearing where they said that they're using Bitcoin smart contracts in the government so that it's clean, transparency. So they're utilizing that. Stable coins for payment processing to move over to digital assets and digital currency. The banks have stable coins. You take your crypto, you move it into stable coins, you do payments, you can expedite it. You're not waiting 24 or 48 hours for the market to open. You're not waiting for a wire transfer. You don't have the extra fees. You're able to instantaneously do it within like 2 seconds on, depending on what block you're on, to 30 seconds or a minute, and send money and transfer money quickly. We have on the Clarity Act, let's see, I'm looking for my little Clarity Act fun stuff. So the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, which is the SEC, oversees digital assets classified as securities. When a token launches, it's considered a security, and they're doing stricter guidelines on people that can launch tokens. Businesses are going to start launching tokens. Instead of necessarily just a stock, they'll have a tokenized asset. Once it moves over, then it will be classified as a different thing based on certain parameters, and that's under the Clarity Act. Community Futures Trading Commission, which is the CFTC, oversees digital commodities like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and then once it's decentralized, it focuses on spot markets and trading oversight. Now, the token classification framework introduces the concept of digital commodity. So assets can be transitioned from the security when it first launches to a commodity after it's live. Based on decentralized thresholds, it goes from SEC clarification over to, I just said it.
The CFTC.
Again, brain frog. Yeah, so the CFTC. Then it moves over to there, right? So it's a commodity. Right. It moves over there. So on decentralized criteria, no single party has a unilateral control. The token is widely distributed. Network operates independently of founding team, so it becomes a DAO. And then governance becomes the community driven. So that's what they're moving it over. And they anticipate passing this Clarity Act before June. That's what they're trying to do right now.
Right.
So projects that have tokens must provide tokenomic details, tokenomics, ownership, concentration, development roadmap, and the source code transparency, which is all on the blockchain and smart contracts. So this is going on right now too. So we have that. We have the Fed chair retiring potentially, but his term ends May 15. Kevin Warsh is coming in. They're going through the process of getting confirmed to move into that position of the chair. If Powell decides to retire, it flips on four that are very crypto friendly, stablecoin friendly,
financial market
friendly, cut rate friendly, which tends to rally the market, gives us lower rates for housing. So we'll have housing potential volume, businesses buying cars. So we'll have more liquidity. So we have that. We have the first of the month, May 1st, which is volume because everybody gets paid. So we have volume coming to the market.
Woo!
We have volume coming to the market because people have cash. Also, they invest in their retirement portfolios and people are able to invest in crypto right now too. So that.
Right.
So May 1st, we have the start of our cycle, May 5th. Remember, I said February 5th to May 5th. May 5th to August 5th is our next cycle. May 5th is like the precursor of that cycle. And I anticipate we're having two positive cycles in a row, just based on everything that's going on. Again, predictive markets, what's happening geopolitical, economically, the Fed, CPI, PPI, all that fun stuff. We also have, again, CPI, PPI, and unemployment comes out May 8th, May 12th, May 15th. So that's 30 days before the Fed meets again. The market will go on positive, we'll say. I'm trying to watch what I'm saying.
Right.
Positive reaction, usually 2 weeks to 30 days prior to the next Fed meeting. We also anticipate a potential rate cut on the June 15th, Union Research, Not Financial Advice. So that's that too. So that causes our rally. I also said that we anticipate having at least two all-time highs this year, 2026, Union Research, Not Financial Advice. And June was my next target. So that falls in line with everything that's happening.
Right.
The May rally, the Fed change, the Clarity Act, the volume coming in, the news coming in. And then if we have optimistic news about what's been going on at the Strait and all that other stuff, that adds optimism to everything else that's going on too. The Fed meeting June 15th, the precursor 2 weeks and 30 days, they rally on the rumor and then sell on the news,
right?
When it happens. So anticipate in advance. We have that. So we also, our range has been for the last year, I have my little fun notes so I don't misquote again. you know, because we have brain frog. Our ranges just in the last week has been 1938 to 2466. I think that was the last month. So the last 30 days, our range has been 1938 to 2466. That's a 500 range. Normally we trade within like a 250 to a 500 range. So, and then our tight range is when we're trading like in that 25 to 50 to 100, which we've been doing the last couple of days.
Right.
And normally when we're in like in a tight range, it's right before a breakout. Do your own research, not financial advice. On our cycle from February 5th to now, which is going to be May 5th, our range was 1745 to 2466. So that was a 700 point range. Again, if you bought in the bottom, you would have made 40% gain on that. And when it hit its all-time high, again, do your own research, not financial advice. And so we also anticipate that we're coming into our next cycle optimism with all the things if they fall in place. And we've been talking about this for the last couple of months.
Right.
And so breaking out past the 2466 is our next key number. If we do that, we could go into the 3,000s, the 3,500, the 4,000s. If we break out, our all-time high was 46?
4690, I believe.
So that's the all-time high. So if we hit our all-time high, we almost double where we're at right now. That's a 200% increase.
Woo!
Again, do your own research, not financial advice. But right. I'm optimistic. Based on all the factors. So like most people, when they trade a chart and they just trade on like the trending line or the MAC line, or they just trade on like the moving average, you know, they just trade right. on like right now. When I look at financial markets, I look what's happened past historically, what's influencing it right now, and what can influence it in the future. And then based on all of those numbers, what the potential could be based on that stuff. And I take the highest risk and then the best case scenario. And then I put that into my formula and then based on that information. So we will stay above 1900. Do your own research, not financial advice. That's the goal.
Right.
We break out above 2466. That's our next push out. We have all of these optimism things that are happening, the new cycle coming in May 5th. So we have a lot of optimism in the market right now.
Right.
And all that stuff's going to be happening in the next couple days to the 15th.
Right.
So that's why we're on air right now.
Lots of big, big, big things are happening that can influence the market in a positive way, right? And
right.
It's super, super exciting, and we're predicting it right now. But lots of things can happen. Not financial advice, do your own research. But there's
right.
but we can see some big upside if everything plays out the way we think it is, right?
Right. And so this is the optimism, and I always tell y'all in advance of what I anticipate happening. I also tell you why I anticipate it happening. And then from this information, you can use your brain instead of ChatGPT or AI and make a decision on what you think is best for yourself, right?
Right.
And then do more research. Like we say, do your own research. So go seek out other things. But when we hit targets and then we talk about it again on the next show, y'all will know why.
Exactly.
We said what we did, and we'll be like, go back to the show. What is today? April 28th. We're going to be like, go back to the April 28th show and listen to the end again. And then we'll be like, and we hit this target, and we hit that target, and we hit this target, and we hit that target. Because we said, go back and listen to our February 5th show. I think it was February 5th.
It was.
And we said all of this stuff. We said it in advance. Again, do your research, not financial advice. But that's why I like to explain why and the reasoning behind it. And go ETH. We're about ready to break.
Go ETH.
24. Woo! Wait, 23. I see that. What are we breaking?
We're breaking 23 right now.
All right. So go ETH. Y'all, So remember, go touch grass, go get some sun, drink some fresh juice, matcha, go watch the sunrise, think for yourself, get some fresh water, right? Find a clean energy source, and go ETH.
Go ETH.
Woo! Woo! See y'all next week. Happy Cinco de Mayo next week. Go ETH.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.